thanks for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. Hi, this is Renee Harpster. You tried getting in touch with me after I had submitted something online.
Oh, hi, Renee. How are you? Yes, my name is Zach. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. Yeah, I was following up on your web application. I just wanted to see if you had a little bit of time to talk to get a little more information about what you're looking to do.
Okay.
If you could hold on 1 second here, I just need to pull up your file real quickly. And how is your afternoon going?
It's okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Just 1 second here, Renee. I apologize. My computer knows I'm in a hurry and it slows down. Okay. So it looks like you're looking for some capital. What exactly are you looking to do? Just do some growth, hire new employees, or inventory?
Everything, honestly. I mean, I guess you can decide how. I didn't know how to option, like when you sent me the options of what I was using the money for.
Okay.
I have two businesses.
Okay.
I should take it outside. So I have two businesses. One is new in Florida, and then the other one is existing. Salon Studio in New Jersey. And what happened is we expanded that business last November. We got an SBA loan. We expanded it. We did great. And then we had some loss in employee. We had two people leave and open up their own salon close by. So they took them and their clients. So I hired new staff. Well, you know, just a couple new people. And I'm training them. And then in the meantime, while they left, I opened up a second salon in Florida dealing with cancer patients, putting wigs on them and stuff like that. So that
is awesome.
Is doing good.
That is awesome.
But now Salon Studio in New Jersey has an opportunity to take on some of the things that the new salon is doing in Florida.
Okay.
And I could get training for two of the people that work for me currently. I can buy wigs and sell them and become a venue. I can hire a marketing girl to do most of the marketing stuff, but financially, Salon Studio can't afford any of that on its own to expand. I can't, there's no way. I barely could do it now. Like, there's no way I could take on that kind of
Financial responsibility.
Yeah, because I used so much to open up my second business personally that there's no way I could do any of this. So I could, and my partner in JoBella's in Florida is willing to buy in to Salon Studio so we can merge the two together. But again, that takes more money because now we have the Mayo Clinic. So I don't, you know, that's where we are, like, we're not going to get a bank loan because we've already gone and we've denied four times.
Okay.
I've used equity for my house. So this is the only other option.
Sure. And we do have a couple options for you there. I just want to say on a side note, you know, my mom is a breast cancer survivor, is actually dealing with it again. So I think what you're doing with that salon down in Florida is absolutely awesome. And, you know,
and
I'll do everything in my power to help you.
To get it covered under insurance.
That is so awesome.
There's no hairdressers that have tried, and I moved my family here and everything to do this, and it's coming together, and it's going to be truly successful, but there's no more to borrow for the wigs.
Gotcha. You know what? I'm going to do everything in my power to help you out here. We do have a couple options because you do have two businesses that are actually doing well financially. You can tap into the equity from, you know, the sales that you have.
Well, JoBella's is not new enough. It's only, I mean, it's not old enough. It's only 3 months old.
Okay. Are you, you know, you're experiencing sales there as well, though?
Yeah. But Salon Studio is the one that would be using the money. So our account said it can't, because my partner isn't an owner at Salon Studio, it's just me, and the money's being used at Salon Studio. She was saying I can't funnel it to the other salon. The other salon has to do its own loan.
Gotcha. So I guess the option would be this. We can, what was your gross annual sales last year, or just a ballpark of that? Would you happen to know?
For, like 650, 700.
Okay. And what would be extraordinarily helpful to you to continue this renovations and the growth? You know, was there a specific dollar?
Minimum $30,000. $30,000 is the minimum because the Wigs itself is a $20,000 purchase. But then we wanted to be a venue for the Morristown Memorial Breast Cancer Center. So that, you know, with the marketing and the, we're trying to get on the news and things like that, we were trying to just renovate the upstairs. So we have a sterile environment for the women to come in and get them on. So that would be like $50,000 to $60,000. We have quotes from people and.
So, we could do this two ways. If you're doing renovations, are you bringing in additional, equipment or things of that nature for this growth?
Just with the Wigs.
Okay.
Through Hair Dreams. That's it. The rest is just marketing, working capital, flying back and forth, getting them training.
Okay. Okay. So, based off the number you're doing, we could probably make, upwards of $75,000 to $90,000available for you for this project. You know, would that be helpful?
But what would the pay, I keep getting, I had someone approve me yesterday for $30,000, he said minimum.
Right.
And the payback was $414 a week. And that's a lot. At the end, I'm paying for $30,040 back in 2 years.
Oh, and that was over 2 years you're paying $440 a week?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So were you looking for a longer-term loan in essence than that?
Yep.
Okay. The way that we work is this. We have typically our loans are from 6 months to 24 to sometimes 36 months. And we do have different payment options as well. There's a daily, there's a weekly.
The reason why I called you guys is because you were listed under 72 months.
We do. So that other option would be the equipment financing, anything that the business uses. And those are typically your longer term loans, 2 to 5 years in length. They're more like your car loan. But we might be able to consider the Wigs themselves as equipment because it's something that's helped generate revenue for the business, almost in essence like inventory. So we could go about it that way as an equipment loan, and you'd have a monthly payment, and you'd be paying that back over the course of 5 years. And then we could also do another loan for the capital that you need to have cash on hand for all your operational expenses. So we could break that up so it's not as confusing and taxing on you financially, on a weekly or weekly basis.
So you would just pay Hair Dreams directly?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So does that sound feasible?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what was the working capital? What do you think about, how much would they say on working capital?
So, originally I had just given you a quote. We could probably do upwards of 75 to 90 based off of your gross annual sales. And then beside the other loan would be the $20,000 for the Wigs themselves, which we would pay for. And then you would just, we'd set up a payment arrangement over the course of those 5 years.
And what do you think the payback would be for the $75,000 or $90,000?
See, that's an excellent question. There's a couple factors involved in that. We look at personal credit. We do a soft pull on that. We look at Experian, and we look at cash flow for the business. So we'd want to look at some bank statements just to verify that cash flow. And did you have any other? I know that you have an SBA loan, but did you have any working capital loans out? So your time in business, your credit and cash flow would be the determining factors. And if you're in, end up in that A tier, then you're going to get an A rate. We deal with credit tiers A through D, so we help all kinds of different businesses in all kinds of different situations. So if things look good, you're going to get a better rate. It's just that simple.
Okay.
Okay. You know, it's a very simple process. You've already filled out the online application. But what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to pre-fill out the application that you had done, and we just need a wet signature. And what that does, it allows us to continue through the process to see what we can make available for your business. And then we want to look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements to verify that cash flow. The first two pages of the most recent tax return just to verify sales and also ownership of the business. And if you had a quote on the wigs themselves, that would be very helpful as well.
Okay.
But you know what? I'll put that all together in an email for you so you're not writing it down right now, and I can shoot that over to you when we're done with our conversation.
Okay. I guess I just have one. I don't know what the question was. Now I forget.
that always happens to me.
So what do you think that it would average in percentage payback?
If
you had to guess, like...
You know what? As it is an unsecured loan, you know, it starts at right around 10 cents on the dollar, okay? But we would need to see what credit tier you fall into. And again, you know, if you're an A-tier customer, you're going to get an A-tier rate and an A-tier payback. Did you have, by chance, you know, an ideal figure in mind as far as, you know, what you would be willing to pay back on a monthly basis on this loan or anything?
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, I was thinking 2,000.
2,000. Okay. You know, and that's what we will shoot for.
Okay.
And as far as term, you're looking for the longest term as well, right?
Yeah, I'm looking for the longest term.
Okay.
And I'm also looking for, do you guys deal with SBA loans?
As far as refinancing them or?
I mean, is that what I would have to do is refinance it on the old business to merge the two businesses?
You know, that's a great question. We typically don't deal with the SBA loans, but is that the ultimate goal of, you know, this whole thing is to merge both businesses under one blank umbrella?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Those are some excellent questions. Okay. And how quickly are you looking to do that?
We want to merge the two businesses as soon as possible. We just don't know what the process is. And... we both have liquidated our homes and everything for the second business because of, you know, what we're trying to go after. And we're going after it so aggressively because we're the first salon to ever try and do the things that we're doing. So
now
we're kind of like, you know.
We got to get out there and go on before everyone else picks up on it.
I understand. Yeah.
I understand. Okay. So let me do this, Renee. I'm going to put together that email for you. I will shoot it over to you in about 10 minutes. I'll attach the pre-filled application. So we just need a signature from you and your partner. What is the ownership breakdown?
Now, I only have a partner at the Jobella's, one in Florida. Salon Studio, it's just me.
Okay, perfect. So we would just need a wet signature from you on that application, the bank statements, and the tax return. I can have feedback for you, you know, probably Monday afternoon on what we could make available for you. And then we can present the offer then and see if it might be a good fit for you.
Okay. If I don't, for whatever reason, contact you after, I mean, I'll do everything I have to do today, but I fly out for New Jersey on Tuesday, and I'm there until Thursday, and I'm slammed when I'm there, so it's not like I'm ignoring you. It's just I don't know.
I totally understand. And if you know, just going you know, through email is the easiest method for you, then we can just email at that.
Okay.
But and I appreciate you reaching back out to me today. I'll have that email over to you in about 10 minutes, and we'll go from there. As soon as I receive the information back, package everything for underwriting, and we'll start going to work for you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Absolutely, Renee, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.